The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. In the course of his teaching, Jesus said to the crowds, "Beware of the scribes who like to go around in long robes and accept greetings in the marketplaces, seats of honor in synagogues, and places of honor at banquets. They devour the houses of widows and as a pretext recite lengthy prayers. They will receive a very severe condemnation." He sat down opposite the treasury and observed how the crowd put money into the treasury. Many rich people pour in large sums. A poor widow also came and put in two small coins worth a few cents. Calling his disciples to himself, he said to them, "Amen, I say to you, this poor widow put in more than all the other contributors to the treasury. For they have all contributed from their surplus wealth, but she, from her poverty, has contributed all she had, her whole livelihood." The Gospel of the Lord. God's word today gives us two examples of a true disciple. Both of them are women. Both of them are widows. Both of them are poor. Both of them are generous. Both of them generous even to the last penny. It's easy for us to dismiss them and say, well, they're simple people, they don't know any better. But I don't know, and I don't think that's why they gave. Especially in the first reading, I think it's more clear to us that initially when Elijah asked the widow to give him, you know, some water and a loaf of bread, she tells him, look, I don't have too much bread, you know, flour or oil to make bread. I have enough for two more loaves, then we're going to die from hunger. Because there was a famine in the land at that time. But then when he spoke the word of God to her and assured her that if she does what he's asking her to do, her jar of flour will never run out and her jug of oil will not dry, she believed him. Although she wasn't Jewish, she was a pagan. She believed the words of Elijah because she accepted them as the word of God. That's what faith is all about. Trust that God will provide for us. That God is a partner in our lives. He knows what's going on with our lives, and he's there to help us if we do what we're called to do. If we're called to be loving and caring. As we heard last Sunday, the greatest commandment is to love God and your neighbor as yourself. It's common that during this time of the year in many parishes, the parish leaders present the financial report of the parish for the previous year. And in today's bulletin, you'll see that report both for the school and for the church in the last couple of pages of the bulletin. I think it's printed there. And I want to thank all of those who contributed to Holy Family during this past year. As you know, it was a difficult year for everyone, just like it was difficult for many households. It was difficult for the parish. We had to close the churches for long periods of time, and obviously that impacted our offertory. And yet, you're going to look in the bulletin, and you're going to see that we had a deficit both at the school and at the church. But thank you to all of those who responded to the appeal of the parish leadership and gave to the Crisis Fund and to other funds, that although the doors of the church were closed, but we didn't stop doing the ministry that we're called to do. Masses continued to be Zoomed, and more people were able to participate at Mass. Our choirs, although it was difficult, they came from their own homes, and somehow they provided the beautiful sounds for our worship. Our school and our religious ed continued their programs through Zoom. Programs were offered for adults, for RCIA, those who were seeking the truth and looking for something more than this world can offer. Yes, our doors were closed, but our ministry did not stop. Thanks to you, that's what your contributions provided for Holy Family. Because all of us are entrusted with that mission to continue the work of Christ, to continue to proclaim his words, the words of truth and life, to continue to serve his body and blood, our spiritual food that will get us to heaven, to help our children know there is a God who cares about them and loves them and died for them. And he's seeking them out to guide them during their lives. Thank you. Without you, we could not have done it. But also on page 3 of the bulletin, there's another little statistics that I put there. And I want to talk about just one number. We have about 4,900 parishioners or households at Holy Family. 45% of them did contribute and support the church, whether through offertory, whether mission, Haiti mission, whether together in mission, in all different, you know, aspects. And again, thank you for your generosity. That's the 45%. What about the other 55% who gave nothing? We need your help. We need you to be truly part of the body of Christ here at Holy Family. Not because, you know, we have a deficit. I think God will provide, we can deal with the deficit. But we need your participation so we know that you're on the journey towards heaven. It's about you. It's not about, you know, the parish. It's not about the money or balancing the books. That poor widow in this gospel reading, she gave 2 pennies to the operation of the temple. Because to her, the temple was God's presence. That's where God dwelt. That's where prayers were said. That's where the sacrifices were offered. What's 2 pennies, you know, compared to the budget of a whole organization in the temple? Nothing. She didn't do it to save the temple. She didn't do it to save the poor. She did it because she believed that God is the one who provides her daily bread day after day. She knew that she can depend on God. He'll be there for her. And that day, she had those 2 extra pennies. And with humility, she went and offered them back to God. Our God is a giver. Our God is a generous God. He gave us this universe. He gave us our life. He gave us his Son to be our Savior, to die for us on the cross. And he promises to give us eternal life. Do you believe those words? Do you believe that God fulfills his promises? That's the faith that we're called to. That's why we suppose are asked to give and expected to give a small portion of what God has given us. Now, I know it's not that exciting to give to a parish so we can pay, you know, the light bill or fix the leaks in the roof or do other things. A lot of times we respond when we see a crisis, when there is a big need, when we see, you know, if there's a natural disaster and people lost their homes, their businesses, everybody responds. The whole nation, the whole world responds to help those people, or people, you know, who suffered because of earthquakes. Or we see pictures of children dying from hunger or disease. So yes, we give to that. Sometimes we give to those causes that are dear to us, maybe medical research, maybe higher education, maybe the environment. And that's great and wonderful. But you know, everybody in the world does this too. You don't have to be Catholic or Christian. You don't have to believe in God. We're human beings, you know, our hearts feel for others when they're in need. But the rest of the world is not going to give to the mission of Christ. The mission of Christ that's carried through the parishes at Holy Family and every other parish church in the archdiocese in the world. We're the one that called to step up and continue to do the work of Christ because we are people of faith. We believe in God. We believe in His promises. We believe that more than any other time, this world today needs to hear the word of Jesus, needs to know there is another alternative to what the world tells us. They need to know that our God is with us. He's Emmanuel who gave His life for us on the cross. That's why for us, that's our first priority, is to give to our parishes that continues the work of Christ. Yes, we should give to all of those other causes. But first and foremost, when you write that check, you're not just writing a check to cover some expense or to have a balanced budget. You're writing a check to help someone get to heaven. A child who will have the opportunity to go to Catholic schools and learn about Jesus or go to religious ed classes, to confirmation, and know that there is hope in the world, and Jesus is that hope. To know there is a God who wants to have a relationship with her, with him. Adults who are searching for the truth. People who want to become Catholic. Ways for us to serve others. That's what our parishes provide for us. That's why your contributions are essential in what they do. You are saving souls. You are helping people to get to heaven. Thank you again for your contributions. It's more than numbers on a piece of paper. Lives depend on your generosity. I want to share with you a simple way for you to consider it, to determine how much to give or what to give. I call it the 5 P's method. The first P is prayer. Pray about your contribution. Talk to God about it. God knows what's going on in your life. God knows your challenges. God knows your blessings. God knows what you can do. And God doesn't want us, anyone, to go to the extreme of the two widows and give the last penny we have. So talk to God about it. Say, Lord, you know me, you know my responsibility. Help me, guide me to know how much I should give back. Pray about it, just like you talk to your spouse or to children, talk to their parents. The second P is make it a priority. When I was a young adult, when I went to church, the time of the collection came in, I'll pick up my wallet and I see what did I have in my wallet and I'll throw in a few dollars. My limit was $5. If I didn't have a $5 bill, then we went down to the $1 bills. If I had like a 10, I said, okay, well, Lord, that's for 2 Sundays. That's not showing God that He's a priority in my life. That's giving God our leftovers. That's not how we love God with all our soul, mind, and body, and spirit. Let's put God first, like those two widows did, and God will take care of the rest. Remember that jar of flour and jug of oil did not run out for a whole year while the famine was still in the land. Make it a priority. Put God first. Give percentage-wise. Don't think of a number, I'm going to give $5 or a dollar, whatever it is. Think of it as a percentage of your income. Things change. Some years, maybe you have good income coming in, you're maybe doing more work than usual. Other years, maybe you don't. Make it a percentage of your income. Each year you can evaluate that, you can assess that. Give a percentage. You know, all the way goes back to Abraham, we're told that we're supposed to give 10% of our income. And for us Catholics, we say 5% should go to our local parish to continue the mission of Christ, and the other 5% to the other causes that you'd like to help with, to the universal world. Obviously, we don't start giving 10%. That's a lot of money, I know. But remember, it's not what we give, it's the act of giving that shows our faith, that shows our gratitude to God. And when things are good, you can give more. When they're not, you can give less. But again, it's a conversation with Christ. It's based on your experiences, how you experience God in your life during this year. The fourth P, it should be progressive. Again, a lot of times we're used to giving, say, $5. 30 years later, we're still giving $5. Well, again, are we in active relationship with God? You know, things change. There's inflation. Responsibilities are more on us as well as on the church. So make it progressive. Somehow we're not going to be where those two widows are right away. But little by little, as we grow in our trust of God, as we go that we see that whatever we give God, God blesses us with and gives it back to us much, much more, then we begin willing to give a little bit more. Because we're learning how to trust God. Finally, the last P is plan it. Make a plan. In two Sundays, we're going to ask you during the church to fill out, you know, your commitment pledge card. Or if you're at home, you're going to get it by mail, and we'll ask you to fill it and mail it back. It's not like, you know, a promissory note that if you don't pay it, we're going to send you a bill and say you owe us this much. But it's a way for you to show your faith. Lord, I prayed about it. I spoke to you about it. That's how much I can give this year. Help me to fulfill my promise. And again, if things change, you can change. You can change what you promised. You can go higher. You can go lower. Whatever it is that you need. Because remember, it's not what we give. It's that process of giving, of trusting God, being dependent on God, believing He fulfills all His promises for us. That's what we do at Mass. That's every time we come to Mass, you bring forward the simple gifts of bread and wine. We offer them to God. He blesses them and transforms them into the body and blood of His Son. Our spiritual food to get to heaven, and He gives it back to us. God doesn't need anything from us. Whatever we give Him is for our own good, for our own salvation, that we too can be participants in His plan to save all His children and lead them to heaven. That's why I urge you to consider to join those 45% of our household and be part of our giving parish. Give to your parish and be part of that giving part of our, you know, households. That's what we need to work on. That's why this is important. Like I said, it's not so we can balance our budget, but so we can know that most of the people of Holy Family, they trust God, they're dependent on God, and they're willing to surrender the little bit they can back to God so that He can bless it and bless them more. Thank you again for all your support and your generosity. Please pray about this for the next couple of weeks, and hopefully we all continue on our journey towards God, witnessing to our faith and witnessing that we believe in a generous God. No matter what we give Him, He blesses it and gives it back to us 100-fold. Thank you.